Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, What Makes for Peace?
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you, and they will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation. I know the last time I wept, the last time my chest heaved as tears could not stop, the last time I cried aloud. Do you? Do you remember when you last wept? Not the last time tears welled in your eyes or quietly rolled down the cheek. The last time you wept. The verb used in this text, the Greek kleirōō, is unequivocal in its meaning. To sob, to wail aloud. Weeping, wailing aloud, comes with recognition of faces, names, persons in relationship. As he dismounts from the ass today, with the hosannas and blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord ringing in his ears, whom does Jesus see? Whose faces? Whose names flood his heart and soul as he looks at Jerusalem? Does he see the welcoming smile of the temple steward when he was just 12? The beggar woman with whom he shared bread? The laughing children making mud pies? The young mother singing to her toddler? Or the passionate rabbi deftly instructing eager young students, the centurion whose kindness is palpable. If only you knew what makes for peace. Because of whom his eyes have seen, his heart is filled. His chest heaves and sobs catch his breath. The hungry, the proud, the hateful, the fearful. These are whom he sees. This may be our lesson, our invitation today. This is what makes for peace, to see the faces, to speak their names, the faces of the hungry and their names, the faces of the proud and their names, the faces of the hateful and their names, the faces of the fearful and their names. Let us not miss what makes for peace in our time of visitation. Let us weep because we see. Let us see because we believe in our belonging to one another, to all of creation. Let me, struck by what I see, dismount from wherever I am perched, and let the suffering of all persons of earth change me. For this is what makes for peace. Then, with wombs filled with life, there are leaps of joy as we reach our hand to help him back up. And together, we complete this journey to Jerusalem for the life of the world.